Well, the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, west of Prudhoe Bay, has become one of the most promising places on the North Slope for oil development. But the Obama administration put roughly half of the 22-million-acre reserve off limits to drilling, citing the need to protect important wildlife habitat. Today, the Trump administration took the first step towards opening up more of the reserve to oil development, kicking off what could be Alaska's next big environmental controversy. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
In a call with reporters, top Interior official Joe Balash had this to say about a chunk of land in the northeastern corner of the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, called the Teshikpuk Lake Special Area.
Geologists believe that the area is extremely prospective.
That's a technical way of saying there's probably a lot of oil there. Federal scientists recently estimated that the region surrounding Teshikpuk Lake holds between 1 and 11 billion barrels of recoverable oil. That's in the ballpark of how much oil they think could be in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge's 1002 area. And just to the east of Teshikpuk Lake, there's been a surge of oil development and new discoveries. A North Slope Renaissance, as one oil company is calling it. Balash says that's a big reason why Interior is taking another look at the Obama-era decision to put about half of the National Petroleum Reserve off limits to drilling, including Teshikpuk Lake. But in addition to having huge oil potential, the Teshikpuk Lake Special Area is also hugely ecologically important. It's habitat for birds that migrate there from all over the world, and hundreds of thousands of caribou relied on by subsistence hunters. During the press call, Balash hinted at the controversy to come.
The question is, can we make some of that acreage available in a manner that is responsible and honors the subsistence way of life that the people who live in the NPRA have lived for thousands of years?
Environmental groups have been expecting and dreading this announcement for a while. Not long after President Donald Trump took office, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke signed an order to revise the plan for NPRA. This is Susan Cullany with the Audubon Society in an interview last year.
There were good reasons behind putting these areas into an unavailable for leasing category.
Groups like Audubon have raised concerns about oil development already happening in NPRA, but they haven't fought it like they have with the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Oil development has long been allowed in the reserve, unlike the refuge. But Cullany says Teshikpuk Lake is one part of NPRA that should be protected.
Caribou, molting geese, hundreds of thousands of shorebirds congregate in that area.
At this point, the Trump administration has not proposed how much land near Teshikpuk Lake it wants to open up for drilling. They could just slightly shift the boundaries. They could open up everything, or something in between. And that could determine just how fierce the next fight over oil and habitat in Alaska's Arctic will be. For Alaska's Energy Desk,